Clayton was going with the sack and how you seemed to be the only one that knew it was a home.
You know, I felt when I got to him that the ball came out before, you know, forward arm motion. On top of that, I didn't hear the whistle. So that's why I was kind of pointing at it and letting people know it was a live ball. So just got the ball back. I did the guy and get the ball back. And you know, I was kind of half expecting maybe a penalty. And, you know, fortunately, the refs got it right on that one. And, you know, take the ball over and score.
Didn't exactly say, excuse me, Paul Perkins, to get to the ball, though.
Well, I mean, you know, come on, you can make such a teach tape out of this, you know, play to the whistle, but I, you know, it was 70,000 fans, I didn't hear the whistle, and you know, I, being that I was in force, that I kind of felt, you know, that I got it before he moved his arm forward. So, a big play for us. I'm glad I made that, because I didn't really do a whole lot the first three quarters, but, took advantage of that opportunity, and it was big for us.
Play it's football, though, isn't it?
What? I mean, that's football. Plays like that are going to happen.
Yeah.
You go to the whistle.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So, I know we preach it. You never really get those opportunities, but it only happens maybe once a year, once every other year. And, like I said, I know the game, we had a comfortable lead, but I really kind of put it out of hand, you know, out of hand, and kind of dictated what they were going to run.
Just on the big touchdown pass, you guys did a pretty good job against all of their receivers and shutting down the defense. So what's kind of the key there?
Well, you know, they had actually a lot of success in, you know, running the ball as a play, but, you know, we feel good about our run defense. I mean, not to kind of segue out of your question, but we're going to do it especially next week. But, you know, our mission was really to kind of take Odell out of the game, being such an elite playmaker. And, at times, two guys on him to keep an eye on him, and you know, unfortunately, I think he did a great job. You look at the plays we gave up, especially in the first half. Wolf came on, you know, big plays, well, really even a touchdown too. So, you know, we'll clean those things up. But I, you know, felt like for the most part, we you know, played a pretty good game with you.
Turning it around in that second half, do you test that to the Hail Mary, or is it something that was said after that?
Well, you know, I think I was kind of mentioning on the way in. Not only was it, you know, eerily similar to 2011 when they scored on us, but it's just a will breaker. I know they were able to make it a one-point game after that, but it's, you know, so devastating. I think that's you know, kind of what broke our you know, back in the 2011 game. And like I said, even though they were able to make it a one-point game in the third quarter, you know, it's devastating to give up a touchdown like that. So, but we'll take it. I mean, what a game by Randall to come back, you know, off injury when, I mean, he was a game, literally a game-time decision. So, you know, happy to have him back. And, segueing into Jordan, we need everyone.
The offense struggled in the first quarter. Probably could have been easy. Yeah, probably could have been easy for the Giants to turn those field goals into touchdowns and take a big lead early on. How big was it to hold them to the field goals early on in the game?
Oh, it's huge. You know, in fact, we, you know, tight end in the red zone, they had some yardage and were able to get down. You know, it was big. And then you look at, you know, the JP sack and the black zone, as well as the 2 minute, we're able to turn those over into points in the first half. I mean, it's big to tighten up in the red zone and not give up touchdowns, because it could have been a different game.
Are you even surprised anymore by these Hail Marys?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, well, actually, we've been on the receiving end, I guess, you know, more often than not. But even last week, it makes it fun to watch. I mean, I was headed into the locker room, I had to peel off because of, you know, the AT team was headed out there. But they're fun to watch when you're not on the defensive side.
But you mentioned Dallas. I mean, on the road, number one seed, you played them already. Are you expecting a heavyweight match like everyone is?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're obviously going to make a seed for a reason. They have a tremendous team. I can go down the list as far as, you know, what they excel out of offense. But, you know, obviously it starts with stopping the run. You know, great running back, great offensive line, really. So, we'll have a work cut out for us, but you know, we're up for the challenge. We're good about where we're at. I think that's seven in a row now. Hopefully we can take this momentum down to Dallas and you know, steal us a win. So, you know, we'll see. It's another week. I think we're playing on Sunday again around this time. So we'll have a full week of preparation. Hopefully that's enough.